Thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh,
Switchblade. It's a point.
And meanwhile, back in his day.
Hound here. I'm driving WFMU East Orange. That was Ron Thompson and the Brohams with Switchblade. We heard the Rockin' R's and Heat. Counting backwards, Billy the Kid, Crazy Guitar by request. Freddie and the Heartaches did Womp Womp. And we opened up with the Scavengers and Curfew. And Loud and Lonesome today. The entire radio family is on a mission of charity. They're dropping supplies over Waco, Texas, into that compound to keep our friends going. But I came with the records, and we got a lot of good stuff for you. We have our usual blues and hillbilly hangovers. We got a Vomp set. We got a short tribute to Joseph Stalin, who died on this day about. I don't know the exact date. I'll tell you in a little while. And we have a lot of requests and tickets for television. We're playing March 14th, and we're going to give those away a little bit later. And, of course, Knuckleheads in the news. And a stack of records here, a stack of records there. And let's start it off with a request item, the Rockfellers, Orange Peel.
Thank you. stuff in the garbage can.
Put that trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
Everybody likes to rock.
Everybody likes to rock.
Everybody
presenting the greatest, yes, the greatest. Nobody got my style of bad. You better watch me, bad. But won't you look at all the fun I've had? Crazy like a fool of bad. I'm just a bad, bad boy. I'm just a bad, bad boy.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here. WFMU East Orange with Don and Dewey there. Pink Champagne. Who's out to Miss Sally? Bobby Lawler did Bad Bad Boy. Floyd Dixon did The Thing. Jess Hooper All Messed Up. Big Danny Oliver did Sapphire. We opened up with the Rockfellers by request an Orange Peel. And what have we here? I guess we got to announce some things. What am I? Am I supposed to plug for my friends this week? Let's see. I think this one is tonight, March the 6th. Right, 10 o'clock. This is at room temperature on 17 Hope Street in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. The Grand Ole Opry featuring Clovis Nochase, Amy McMahon Rigby, J. Sherman Godfrey, Laura Cantrell, WFMU's own, Cowboy Dick, Leanna Smith, Edith and Jeff, Alan Wilcox, Judd and Doug's Livestock. For information, call 718-388-9766. Tomorrow night, Descenders over at Brownie's. Roscoe is at Brownie's Tuesday. Of course, Miss Sally Tens Bar there on Monday. And Empire State Soul Club is this Friday at the Irving Plaza on 15th Street and Irving Place at 10 p.m. And that's a new night, Friday night, for them. It's their sixth anniversary dance. And we got tickets. There's a television are playing on the 14th, which is a week from tomorrow, at the Academy Theater. We got tickets for that to give away a little bit later. And in the news, boy, what a week, what a week. How about that guy asking for his deposit back? He rented the van in his own name. Bruce said he would have rented it in his mother's name. But he didn't. He not only did he rent the van in his own name, go back and demand his deposit back, but that wasn't good enough to garner him Ark's Caveman in a Spaceship Award, because there's this nut down in Texas holed up there with a bunch of guitars and a bunch of automatic weapons, and they're in this compound for a week. They could, the Branch Davidians and are shoo-in, it looks like, and it's only March, Media Star of the Year, David Koresh. They are involved in a siege now, and sieging is a little different than it was in the Middle Ages. In fact, there was an article on sieging around. I got so many stories on this that I'm confusing myself. But you know, when they siege now, they don't bring battering rams or any stuff like that. They have like pizza deliveries, and where is it? Oh boy, now I can't. Oh, there it is. Siege. List of sieges. Okay. They have portable toilets, pizzas twice a day, news briefings. They have a whole media operation set up. I mean, it's really not like the Mongols used to do, where they'd sit outside of town for 5 years and let everybody start eating each other. I kind of liked it better that way, actually. But this is a great media opportunity. And I hope that when he finally comes out, he makes the most of it. David Koresh, we're on your side here at the Hound Show. Oh boy, it's just too much of an overload of too many. I'm gonna have to whittle this down for a briefing. That may take me a whole week, folks. In the obituary section, boy, there were a couple of big film deaths, and you know all about those. But there were a couple of ones that were passed over, and these were the ones that the people I actually liked. One of whom was Ishiru Honda, who directed the first few Godzilla movies.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Right. That was 1954 was the first Godzilla movie. He churned out the first four or five of them, and he died this week of respiratory problems in Japan. And he was 81 years old. And Eddie Constantine, also known as Lemmy Caution, croaked this week, the star of such incredibly bizarre movies as The FBI Seeks Lemmy Caution, Hot Lips, Cold Steel, In Blonde Satan's Spell, Alphaville. And I think his last movie was the Fassbender movie, Beware of a Holy Whore. He was the American tough guy actor who played the tough guy in all the 60s French movies. You know, he was like their token American tough guy. And he was quite a presence. And we salute you and your life and your work, Eddie Constantine. Anyway, let's go right into Hillbilly Hangover here. We got one queued up by Lattimore. Or is that Lattimore?
Well, I called my baby and I told her to be, and it's a juke joint waiting for me, 'cause I'm a juke joint Johnny. Yeah, no other joint in town. Well, I'm a juke joint Johnny, and I'm always juking around. I work all the week and I draw my pay. I hit a juke joint and I throw it all away, 'cause I'm a juke joint Johnny. Juke joint's home to me.
Musealotic to cruise. Let's get together with Musealotic. We'll have a lot of fun. You'll really go for the music. So let's get the show begun.
Have a ball.
Jumping from six to six. 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 Jumping from six to six.
She got herself in a heck of a fix. To rock some more.
Just jumping from six to six.
Yeah.
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 Jumping from six to six.
She got herself in a heck of a fix.
It was a gasser.
There is sunshine, heavenly sunshine. way you turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
'cause she does the dirty boogie.
She does the dirty boogie.
Yeah, she does the dirty boogie.
She does the dirty boogie.
Everybody's doing that dirty boogie now.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange, and I'm driving until 6 o'clock. That was Roy Hall on the Fortune label, The Dirty Boogie. Jim Keller and the Brush Pile Burners did Brush Pile Fire. The Carter Family, Sunshine in the Shadows. Tommy Scott and the Ramblers did Jumpin' from 6 to 6. A lot of good versions of that tune. And then Laddie Moore opened it up with Juke Joint Johnny. A little message in hillbilly alliteration there. And that was today's Hillbilly Hangover. And getting back to the news, I'm going to have to leave this cult in Waco thing alone because I just have too much information on it to boil down. And you probably all, anything you want to know, you can probably get off of CNN right now. But there's a couple of weird related items here, one of which, Upland, California, a family was watching TV reports about the Texas cult standoff when a man invaded their living room home screaming he was Jesus Christ, yelling, "Take me to Waco, take me to Waco." Faith Thacker, age 65, said the long-haired man wearing a black jacket, black gloves, it sounds like me, burst through the window at 8:45 p.m. Monday. He looked like a rock and roll singer. "I told my insurance agent that most people get rocks through the window. It's not often you get a rocker," the woman said. He was yelling, "Take me to Waco, take me to Waco." I know I told you that, right? Jeff H. Terrell, age 31, of Los Angeles, and a friend were driving to a standoff in Waco when the friend had second thoughts, jumped out the window of the van, and smashed windows in 9 homes. Police arrested Terrell in the home where Mrs. Thacker and her husband and their daughter were watching TV. He was booked for investigation of burglary and making threats to a police officer. And our lovely and talented news editor, Renica, provided me with a list of other great standoffs with the police in recent history. See, 1992, a fugitive white supremacist, Randy Weaver, holed up with his family and three daughters, his wife, and a family friend for 11 days in his cabin, 110 miles from Spokane, Washington. And Weaver's wife and son were killed in that gun battle. He was a member of the Christian Identity Movement. This is all a good reason to get behind a movement in Congress, maybe to ban organized religion. 13-day standoff with a polygamous clan at a farm in Marion, Utah, ended on January 28, 1988. And 3 Klan members were convicted in the slaying of a corrections officer, and the Klan leader in that one was a John Singer. 1984 saw Robert Matthews, founder of the white supremacist group The Order, die in a 35-hour standoff with the FBI at Whibley Island, also near Seattle. 1983 had fugitive Gordon Kyle, head of a militant anti-tax group, the Posse Comitatus, and a sheriff both killed in a gun battle in Smithville, Arkansas during a long standoff. And I think the next big standoff you'll see was here at FMU. If we lose our legal battle, I'm sure that Bill Suggs and Ken Friedman and Dave Newgarden will commandeer the house with arms and provide a going out in a blaze of glory for you FMU listeners. Or maybe I'll even be on the police side of that battle. I don't know. Anyway, let's get back into it with Bobby Mitchell and the Tempo Toppers.
You mean to me, I got a like it, baby, and stop. and here I come back.
Come out at night. Buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets.
We know the place, we
know the crowd. There won't be no square. We're gonna pop, pop, pop.
Whoa, not only did I cue that up at the wrong speed, I queued up the wrong tune. Hold on a second here. Listen to Travis a minute. I'm going to go re-cue this.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Then who the hell else are you talking to? You talking to me?
Take two.
Take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Azul Rock, rock and roll. You're the best. Azul Rock, you're the
rough. Yes, I not. It's so rough. Boys, I not. It's so rough. Yeah, oh, lad, that's it rough. Yes, I not. It's so rough. Boys, I not. It's so rough. Rough, 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 rough. I so rough.
Hello, baby. This is Hassel Agnes, star of Norton Records. And you are tuned in to the Hound on WFMU 90.1 FM each on New Jersey. New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound. Goodbye, baby.
That's us, Personality Plus.
Back in the year about 10 B.C., little decay made that school see can be. Well, this cat was no square. He grabbed his cig and pulled a five ahead and cried, ooh, do the do, do the do. Let's rock. And the mission prize was a bag of bone. They cried, oh, do 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 do. Let's rock and roll the whole night.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, 91.1 FM, from the grounds of Uppsala College, East Orange. That was the Majestics, Caveman Rock. We heard Hazel Atkins with I Want to Kiss Your Lips. And Hazel's got a couple of new platters coming your way soon, a 45 called Boo Boo the Cat, and a live LP called Look at That Caveman Go, and another live LP, which I don't know the title of. And those will all be coming this spring from the king of rock and roll, Hazel Atkins. The King Brothers, Zulu Rock. Screamers, After Many Miscues, I dig. Bobby Mitchell and the Tempo Toppers opened it up with Rack 'em Back. And Wilson Pickett is back in the news trying to cop a plea. Wilson Pickett has agreed to perform for free in exchange for Englewood Mayor Donald Aronson dropping charges that the singer threatened him while drunkenly peeling out on his lawn. Pickett, who is Aronson's next-door neighbor, said in a Teaneck Municipal Court that he would perform as the concert as community service. The case has been shifted to Teaneck because Aronson appoints the judges in Englewood. The Teaneck judge, James Young Jr., was satisfied with the agreement but said it must gain final approval from the Englewood court. Pickett, 51, also faces a trial on March the 8th, that's this Monday, in State Superior Court, if you want to show up there down in Trenton, on an unrelated aggravated assault charge. Police said he drove into an 86-year-old pedestrian while drunk last April. The pedestrian was hospitalized for several months. And anything else on the R&B homicide desk today? I don't believe it, that he's the only one in there. I guess Rick James had a quiet week, folks. Well, let's go right into Blues Hangover. And this is kind of an unusual one. It's on the Great Meteor label, and it's Elmore James. Elmore James kind of taking a back seat there to his band. J.T. Brown, the sax player, kind of leads this one. But all the Broom Dusters are on it, and it's called Roundhouse Boogie. Roundhouse Boogie? There it is.
little known to my little mother Waller.
Just about cut it out, I'm talking about you. talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do. You know when I met you from house to house, I know some of your women had put you out. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do. It wouldn't been so bad, but you didn't have a dime, and I wouldn't mind having you, no man of mine. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do. Well, looking at what you expect for me to do, want me to be your man and your doctor too. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. I don't care what you do.
Seriously, the economy is bad. I mean, I don't mind how things have happened. A nigga tried to rob me night before last. That's right, nigga gonna stick up a black man. Now, wasn't that dumb? Nigga gonna rob Zorro. This nigga jumped out the alley, didn't have a gun, a pipe, or a brick. All he knew was karate. Jumped out there and said, stick up, I got a black belt. I said, well, they're gonna need it to lower your ass in the ground.
That man don't love you. He told me so. He's only doing that, baby, too. Break up your home when things go wrong. So wrong with you. It hurt me so. You look good. Loving the girl next door when things go wrong. So wrong with you. It hurt me so. It hurt me so. You know you don't love me. You know you don't. Go ahead and leave me, baby. Don't make me cry when things go wrong.
Drunk and go home and sit on the toilet and throw up in the face bowl. I've been drunker than that. I sat in the face bowl, threw up in the toilet.
Down in the ground. You know when I
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. That was today's Blues Hangover. Big Boy Crude up there with I'm Gonna Dig Myself a Hole. John Lee Hooker with Bela Lugosi on organ, It Hurts Me So. Memphis Minnie did I'm Talking About You. No one ever mentions how many songs Chuck Berry stole from Memphis Minnie. Little Walter, Oh Babe. And we opened it up with J.T. Brown and the Broom Dusters, Roundhouse Boogie. You know, we got about 7 minutes to the Vibe Report, and I wanted to do this Stalin set because it was like 50-something years ago today that Stalin bought the big farm in the sky and the big collaborative farm in the sky, and I only can find two good Stalin records, so I think we can fit them in the 7 minutes to the Vibe Report. They're good ones, though. The first one here by Hank Williams, doing business as Luke the Drifter.
Look here, Joe, quit acting smart. Stop being that old brazen sort. Don't you go sell this country short. No, no, Joe. Just because you think you found a system that we know ain't sound, don't you go throwing your weight around. No, no, Joe. Cause the Kaiser tried it and Hitler tried it, Mussolini tried it too. Now they're all sitting around the fire, and did you know something? They're saving a place for you. Now, Joe, you ought to get it clear. You can't push folks around with fear, cause we don't scare easy over here. No, no, Joe. You do the things you do, you getting folks mad at you. Don't bite off more than you can chew. No, no, Joe. Cause you want a scrap that you can't win. You don't know what you're getting in. Don't go around leading with your chin. No, no, Joe. Now you got tanks, some fair-sized tanks, but you're acting like a clown. Cause man, we got Yanks and a mess of Yanks, and you might get caught with your tanks down. Don't go throwing out your chest. You'll pop the buttons off your vest. You're playing with a hornet's nest. No, no, Joe. You know, you think you're somebody we should dread just because you're seeing red. You better get that foolishness out of your head. No, no, Joe. Now, you might be itching for a fight. Quit bragging about how your bear can bite, cause you're sitting on a keg of dynamite. No, no, Joe.
Well, now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the Beast of Berlin that they'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began.
Now the devil, he was reading in the good book one day how the Lord created Adam to walk the righteous way. And it made the devil jealous. He turned green up to his horns, and he swore by things unholy that he'd make one of his own. So he packed two suitcases full of grief and misery, and he caught the midnight special going down in Germany. Then he mixed his lies and hatred with fire and brimstone. Then the devil sat upon it. That's how Adolf was born. Now Adolf got the notion that he was the master race, and he swore he'd bring new order and put mankind in its place. So he set his scheme in motion and was winning everywhere until he up and got the notion for to kick that Russian bear. Well, now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the Beast of Berlin that he'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So he called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish
Mr. Fuhrer and his vermin, this is how it all began.
Yep, he kicked that noble Russian, but it wasn't very long before Adolf got suspicious that he had done something wrong. 'Cause that bear grabbed the Fuhrer and gave him an awful fight. 17 months he scrapped the Fuhrer, tooth and claw, day and night. Then that bear smacked the Fuhrer with the mighty armored paw, and Adolf broke all records running backwards to Kharkov. Then Goebbels sent a message to the people everywhere that if they couldn't help the Fuhrer, God don't help that Russian bear. Well, now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the beast of Berlin that he'd never rest content till they had driven him from the land. So we called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. This is how it all began.
Then this bear calls on his buddy, the noble fighting Yank, and they set the Fuhrer running with their ships and planes and tanks. Now the Fuhrer's having nightmares, 'cause the Fuhrer knows darn well that the devil's done wrote to welcome on his residence in. Well, now Stalin wasn't stalling when he told the beast of Berlin that he'd never rest contented till they had driven him from the land. So we called the Yanks and English and proceeded to extinguish the Fuhrer and his vermin. That is how it all began.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah, Hound here. That was the Golden Gate Quartet with their pro-Stalin record, Stalin Wasn't Stalin. And before that, Hank Williams with No, Joe, No. And I think it's, I guess it's that time. Yeah, Roscoe?
Hey.
How are you?
Well, not too bad.
What seems to be going on today?
Well, I got the radio to work.
Wow. So you've been tuning in, huh?
Yeah.
Good timing.
Hey, hey.
Right on the nose.
A little gospel, five blind boys action. So what's up with you guys today? Who all's out there?
Me.
Solo Hound.
Just me. Everybody else is shell-shocked.
Really? What happened last night?
I don't know. Everybody just seems sort of dead. You know, it's that end of winter thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
The radio family is missing presumed hungover. Either that or I figure they might be dropping supplies into the compound in Waco.
Mm-hmm.
How about that guy, huh?
Yeah, I like when they have on CNN, they run those factoids, you know?
Uh-huh.
It was like, what was David Koresh's former profession? It's like, well, you knew this was coming, you know? Rock musician, guitarist.
Yeah.
That's what happens when people don't like your songs.
Yeah.
They get driven to that.
Too bad there's not an ESP Records to release an album now,
like, right,
to go alongside the Manson album.
Yeah,
and the Jim
nice,
Jones
album. You know, then they could get you to do the liner notes on the double reissue.
Yeah, that'd be good. Did you see that? Did you hear any of the song? They played a little of it on like one of those goofy news shows.
Which song?
His demo song. What? There's a madman in Texas.
That's no
like
kidding?
The first line. Yeah, it was like bad. Pop metal, I guess. I don't know what you call this.
Oh, really?
Bad metal. Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I was down in Philadelphia working with Go to Blazes at the supposedly totally hot stuff studio, and I got just... this has been the last two studios I worked in were just the worst. This place was bad. Like, I couldn't even yell at the guy because it was like... I just felt bad for the guy as far as his own personal self-respect, you know, because I had tons of great vintage audio gear, you know, tube stuff and all the super Gucci high-end but righteous stuff, and it was a nightmare.
Wow.
It was a nightmare. Albert was there. He witnessed it. He was dealing with it.
So what'd you do? Did you finish anything?
We got some stuff done, but it was like... it was just an unbelievable nightmare. This place, it was bad. I just felt bad for the guy. You know, it was like, sometimes you just want to kill the guy, but it was almost like the thing when your parents look at you and go, well, I think you've suffered enough for this one, son, you know? It's like, Well, this guy's living in his own funk, and there's all these studios out there that are hurting for money bad, and to really, like, they didn't have razor blades or pencils or white tape to mark stuff.
Weird.
Headphone boxes. You know, but they had, like, the $100,000 vintage console.
Well,
so it was.
What you get for going to Philadelphia?
I guess, you know, I'll take it as a sign. I'll stay home. I got no problem with that. But so what's up? Is there anything going on this evening?
No.
No.
Yeah. No. Actually, there is. Yeah, there is. Hold on. You know what's going on this evening? I promised I would have announced this. But this is in Williamsburg, though, so it's sort of across the bridge. But it's at room temperature, 17 Hope Street, Williamsburg, Brooklyn. It's Jay Sherman, Godfrey, Laura Cantrell, Amy McMahon, Rigby, Clovis Noches, Cowboy Dick, and others. We're at the Grand L Opry.
Mm-hmm.
And for directions, call 718-388-9766.
Yeah, I was talking to Jay. I guess he's got, like, a regular orchestra playing with him.
An orchestra with fiddles and stuff?
No, it might be some fiddles. Just, I mean, enough. When after it's six or seven people, then it becomes an orchestra by default.
Yeah.
So.
The Jay Sherman Godfrey Orchestra.
Yeah, that's good. I'll be playing Tuesday again at Brownie's.
And
then I promise to stop for a while.
Is this the, is this another early show?
Yeah, early show.
9:30.
We go on early and with the, it's Roscoe's Gang and then the High Plains Drifters. We had a good time.
Yep.
So.
It sounded good.
Yeah. It was cool.
I saw your picture sleeve up on the computer screen at Brian's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sort of a mock-up.
Yeah, looked good.
Good. Yeah, I want to put
good,
that...
real bearded shot of the skull.
Right, I want to get that Scandinavian 45 out there so I can go over there and...
get a free ski trip?
Have a little, yeah, little spring skiing. Maybe eat some fish with the sauce on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Like all Americans. Well, hey.
Okay, Rob.
I'm digging your show, and I'm listening in, and aloha to the audience, and we'll catch you on the cruise.
Aloha, Roscoe.
See
you Tuesday.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Roscoe, just this next Tuesday at Brownie's. And, of course, Miss Sally pilots the bar at Brownie's every Monday and at Wally's Midtown every Wednesday. Anyway, we got to give away these tickets for television. Here's the deal. They're playing a week from tomorrow. That is Sunday, March 14th, 8 p.m. at the Academy Theater, which is 234 West 43rd Street and in Manhattan. And we got two pairs of tickets for that to give away. And let's see. Trivia. I might as well just give this to some television fans, right? And we can't make it too hard, because otherwise I'll be answering the phone all night. Okay, here's the trivia question. I'm going to play this thing. It's from one of their very first demo tapes. It's got Richard Hell playing bass. Tell me Tom Verlaine and Richard Hell's real names. Hint, not Ren and Stimpy. Tom Verlaine and Richard Hell's real names. The phone number out here is 201 area code 678-7743. And let's hear it.
Justification. What's this heartless nippy sound? Before this crazy accusation, I wish you could change that station. When I look at you, I almost lose my composure. When I look at you, a double exposure. Get bored with your complication. I find it hard to make differentiation. I do the funny competition. Man, I just can't make transition. I look at you, I almost lose my composure.
me, is it imitation? I lose my rhythm, it's no exaggeration. I can't take all this education. It's all just imagination. No, no, I look at you.
Okay, folks, we got two winners. The answers was Tom Miller is Tom Verlaine's real name, and Richard Hill's real name is Richard Myers. Congratulations to our winners and almost winners. And I wish we could have given everybody tickets, but we can't. And let's get back into it with the Kegs.
Psycho. the crew. Now I know they're large.
Heard just about all we want from you.
See, I'm not right. I want some tonight. I want some alright. But she can't help because she's not right. No. It's always this way. I'm not right. She wants some tonight. She wants some alright. Oh, but I can't help because I'm not right.
WFMU East Orange. A little pre-full moon ode to the menstrual cycle there. The Stooges are not right. Counting backwards, we heard the Stones, Brian Jones in a rare vocal appearance. Andrew's Blues. Sound out to Brian, who bleeped it for us. The Kinks did Milk Cow Blues. The Kegs from Detroit to find out. Possibly the group that the Stooges stole it all from, huh? A couple of years earlier than the Stooges, and quite a similar sound. And we opened it up with Television doing Double Exposure from a 1975 demo tape. And, of course, our trivia question answer was that Richard Hell's real name is Richard Myers, Tom Verlaine's real name is Tom Miller. And thanks for everybody who called in on that. Let's see. Getting back into the news, here's one to make you absolutely vomit all over yourself. If you already haven't today once. Johnny Depp and Tim Burton, the team that gave us such great movies as Edward Scissorhands, are working on another movie for Columbia Pictures called, say, Depp will star for Tim Burton in the Columbia picture Ed Wood. That's right. It's a movie about Ed Wood Jr., probably budgeted at like more than it cost to make every single Ed Wood Jr. movie put together. The guy, you know, the guy did Glenn, Glenna, Glenda, and Plan 9 from Outer Space. And anyway, so they're doing this, they're making a movie about Ed Wood's life, and it's being directed by Tim Burton, the guy who did Batman. Truly a man unburdened by talent. So I don't know why they even bother making this is the latest Hollywood trend, making high-budget movies about low-budget movies. What the hell is going on? And the Money Store canned the Scooter, which is a drag after 20 years. Phil Rizzuto has been replaced by Jim Palmer as the spokesperson for the Money Store. The 76-year-old former Yankee shortstop had nothing to say. Evidently, he probably didn't care. Holy cow. This is a really bizarre story. Jake LaMotta inherited like millions of dollars from this German guy named Rainer Boecke, who wrote him this letter. Dear Mr. LaMotta, as an elderly man living alone, only one thinks not only of one's past, but also of one's being. In a word, I have a considerable fortune and no heirs. For years I've been an admirer of your person, and now I would like to name you as the sole heir to my testament. So this guy dies, and Jake LaMotta gets all the guy's money. Jake said, I don't give a crap about money. I told it to one of my 6 ex-wives, and she said, let's get married again. One more quick news story. Listerine has more alcohol in it than beer for you, those who like to drink on a budget. The alcoholic content of Listerine mouthwash is 26.9%, whereas beer is usually 5 to 7%. Other cheap ways to drink is Scope is 18.9% alcohol, Signal mouthwash 14.5%, and Listermint 6.6%. So there's a cheap high for a Saturday night. Speaking of which, let's get right back into it with Stick McGee. Here's a request item, Jungle Juice.
In the jungle pot, now turn it a loop. Turn it loose. Turn it loose.
don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
Well, down the corner on the street, everybody goes. I hear a lot of buzzing, rock and roll, and I'm hopping the blues. I hear a little light, and I'm home, oh, baby, that's rock, and I'm gonna rock, 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 rock,
got the steaming and a blue, my top. I've been getting a different baby down in Memphis town. Got the hottest zipper that has ever been found. Ain't no sugar daddy ever turned it down. And I'll show you what you're cooking if you hang around. Officials holding the bag. I'm a chili dipper, baby, down in Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. Ain't a sugar daddy ever turned it down. And I'll show you what's a cooking if you hang around. Ticket back to Memphis town. I'm chilling, dipping, baby, down in Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. Ain't a sugar daddy ever turned it down. I'll show you what you're cooking if you hang around.
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Chicken shack. It's fine and it's wine and it's really on the ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Get yourself located down by the creek where you get a whole lot of good things to eat. Part of the chicken once more is a cinch. You can even get the last part and we'll order this.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. Listener-sponsored radio. We'll be getting to that the week after next when the FMU Marathon is in full gear and we ask you for your money. Anyway, that was Amos Milburn and the Chicken Shackers, Chicken Shack Boogie. It's the second version of that song they cut. That's the better version. Joyce Pointer, Chili Dippin' Baby on the Goldenrod label. Make of that what you will. The Gladiolas did Dearest Baby. Carl Mann did Let's Rock and Roll Tonight. And Stick McGee, by request, opened it up. Jungle Juice. Rolling into that last hour, it's time for a PSA. Amnesty International is an independent worldwide organization working impartially for the release of prisoners of conscience
conscience, fair and prompt trials for political prisoners, and an end to torture and executions. The Northern New Jersey chapter of Amnesty International, Group 309, meets every month and encourages anyone interested to attend. The meetings take place on the first Tuesday of every month and are held on the campus of Seton Hall University. The meetings begin at 8:15 and are held in room 23 of Mooney Hall. If you would like more information on Amnesty International or would like to attend a local chapter meeting, please call Margie Eisenberg at area code 201-761-5737. That's area code 201-761-5737. And what it doesn't say in their press release, basically they work for the end of torture and political torture, which is used in something like over 100 countries, including this one, even though they deny it. Anyhow, what else is in the news here? Oh boy, I got one for you. Tampa, Florida, a man who attacked his former girlfriend and her new boyfriend, severing the man's penis and slashing the woman, was sentenced to 3 life prison terms. Terry L. Barton, age 53, of Tampa, was convicted in December of armed burglary with a deadly weapon and 2 counts of attempted first-degree murder. He was sentenced Friday to serve the terms consecutively. Barron was convicted of attacking the couple with a knife and a pair of locking pliers. The man testified he was beaten, stabbed in the heart, midsection side, and his penis was amputated. That's the boyfriend who testified that. Surgeons reattached the penis, but he testified Friday that he faces further medical treatment. The woman testified she received more than 200 stitches and had a... Oh, I can't go on. This is too gross even for this show. Anyway, let's get back into it. We got one queued up here by the Uptowns. Here she comes again. Yeah.
Here she come again, in a brand new dress. A man a look. Ain't he a mess? Here she come again. Let me tell you now, I looked how we snipped her around.
That's right, that's us, Personality Plus.
People like to work, but man, I ain't no jerk. If I had to work, I think I'd go berserk. I got it made. Give me no shovel, give me no hope. Give me some real hot spot to go.
I got it made.
I got it made. I got it made. no mop. I don't want to see no wind mop flop. I got it made. No trial. Give me a gal with a cool head style. I got it done. Think I'm wild, manage just my style. I drive a big black car and I smoke a long cigar. I got it done.
Music star talent for the real all-stars, meaning you, our listeners.
There she go.
It's your right up on top now. Yes, and you want to be free. You feel you're much too good. Yes, much too good for somebody like me. I'm sad and I'm lived here. Yes, and I haven't got a dime. But I praise my friends that I found out in time.
A pretty girl, there goes. A pretty girl, there goes. A lovely girl, there goes. A fine girl, I'm gonna make her mine. Baby and daddy's on.
There goes a pretty girl. There goes a lovely girl.
There goes a fine girl. I'm gonna make her mine.
Hey,
da 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 da.
Sounds right here all day. We play music with you in mind.
Well, now the mouse in my house is chasing the cat. But my dog don't want no bone. Well, now the laughing hyena is crying the blues. Since my baby's gone, everything's all better. Since my baby's gone. Everything's all set to be. Since my baby's gone, I see now.
That's right. There's nothing mysterious involved. We're just reminding you of our town's anti-noise campaign. Let's make things as easy on the ears as we can.
Woo! Woo!
Meanwhile, back in his days.
Now, dear, some fellas have a way with words, huh? That's T. Valentine, Betty Sue. He did a remake of that in the 70s on the flip side of Hello, Lucille, Are You a Lesbian? He's truly one of the great characters of American musical history. Counting backwards, we heard Benny Joe Zeppa and Topsy-Turvy. The Enchanters did There Goes a Pretty Girl. Eltoning Johnny, I Got It Made. And we opened up with the Uptowns, Here She Comes Again. The announcement department, you know, people called in for the thing that Dave Mandel was plugging with those people on the show, but there's no information about it here at all on any of the boards, so I don't know what to tell you folks. But let's see, there's this, what is this thing, the Grand Ole Opry tonight over in Brooklyn? Where'd it go? There it is. Featuring the J. Sherman Godfrey Orchestra, Amy McMahon Rigby, Laura Cantrell, WFMU's own Laura Cantrell, Cowboy Dick, Leanna Smith, Edith and Jeff, Alan Wilcox. That's at room temperature, 17 Hope Street, the fifth floor, Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Call 388-9766, 718 area code on that one for more information. We also have Roscoe's Gang every, no, this just this next Tuesday at Brownie's. The Senders every Sunday at Brownie's. Empire State Soul Club's 6th anniversary this Friday at the Irving Plaza, 15th Street and Irving Place.
And that's it for announcements. And let's just get right back into it here with not Bo Diddley, but Mickey Gilley.
American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Say, Daddy, what are you doing there?
Oh, man, shoot. I'm doing the hooky.
Cool, Daddy. Cool.
Oh, baby, oh. Oh, baby, oh. All I'm doing that hooky, oh. Oh, baby, oh. Oh, baby, oh. All I'm doing that hooky, oh. Oh, baby, oh.
Walk 3 steps forward, you walk 3 steps back, you stand and face your partner, turn back to back, snap your fingers, turning left and right, your partner, man, it's really all right.
Oh, baby, oh, oh, I am doing that, okay, oh.
To the left, you sharper to the right. Put your knees together and you tap real light. Then you clap your hands, turn around and about, and make a wiggle, and then you shout.
Oh, baby, oh,
oh,
I am doing that.
Thank you. side. You lie for one a foot, and then you glide. And you grab your partner and swing on out. That's what the ookie ook is all about.
Oh, baby,
oh, oh, I am doing that.
Remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Well, I love you long, I love you true, I love you strong, yes, I love you, but baby, only get pregnant. I love you great, I love you fine, I'll say I'm yours if you say you're mine, but baby, only get pregnant. Baby, don't have no baby. I can't take it when I ask, when will the day be? Well, I love you long, I love you short, but I don't want to end up in no court. So baby, only get pregnant. Out, but two is company and three's a crowd. So baby, only get pregnant. Well, I love kids, I say that's plain, but I don't love kids that ain't toilet trains. Baby, only get pregnant. Sweetie, don't have no tweet. I let some other guy be a daddy, I ain't greedy. Well, I depend on you, I always will, cause I'm too scared to take a pill. Baby, only get pregnant. Well, you can be my kitten, be my pup, but you ain't no door, don't get knocked up. Baby, only get pregnant. Please don't get me in some big chair. Baby, check that diaphragm. Baby, only get pregnant.
We have a point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Isabella, stop chewing that gum. Stop magging that wax and kicking your feet. I'm going in the other room. Can't stand your power. Stop magging that wax.
What about that?
Cut out the light and on the thing. You do as loud as you can. You just kick me out on the floor. I get you falling out that door. Stop magging that wax. You have gone on the floor. Why don't you turn off the radio? I ever sleep, I don't know. One of us got to go. Stop smacking that whack.
Now, what about that?
You send our kids to school to chew the gum and to break the rules. When the teacher tells them who they gone, they call the teacher gone. Stop smacking that whack. Can't you hear that phone ring? They like to can't hear a doggone thing. If I walked out that door, you'd be the first to know. Stop smacking that whack. Woman, you should be out in the country with a big old gray man.
I told you a young man.
I'm a male.
They got my male
I stopped out making that whack. I stopped out making that whack.
Don't worry
stop smacking that whack. I stop smacking that whack. I stop smacking that whack. I stop smacking that.
We will not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
Staring at a circle only half an inch wide. Staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Oh my.
you see that doll in that big green car?
Well, I saw my baby just another day in a big green car on a white highway. I saw my baby with another man. I got a big man with a quiet affair. I saw my baby, but what can I do? Just a walking home. He looked at me, he said, well, what do you say? You look kind of pale and you look kind of blue. Now what in the world is wrong with you? I said, now Dad, I think it's time that I told someone what was on my mind.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
I'm a lonely tramp. I'm a lonely tramp. Don't have nobody in this world to care for me. Because I'm lonely. Just a lonely tramp. Left my wife and my child. My dear mother, she sit at home to cry. Because I'm lonely, I'm no good. Just a lonely tramp. When I'm walking down the street, everybody point their fingers at me. Because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely tramp.
This is a hit!
Oh, I forgot to change the cart. Well, how do you like that? Hang on a second, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Isn't that better? That was Clarence Frogman Henry, Lonely Tramp. Counting backwards, we heard Jimmy Carroll, Big Green Car. The Night Riders, Women in Cadillacs, The Rio Rockers, Mexicali Baby. Henry Hayes and Georgette Hardin, Stop Smacking That Wax. William Teller and the Wild Ones by request, Baby Don't Get Pregnant. The Penguins did Ookie Ook. And Mickey Gilley opened it up, I Ain't Bo Diddley. Or even Jerry Lee Lewis, for that matter. One quick little news item here. Seeing as they came out and raised everybody's taxes again. A group called Citizens Against Government Waste has come out with their annual hit list of ridiculous pork barrel programs created to win friends and inflate campaign war chests. Well, the absolute winner, the most creepiest, most horrible thing the government did with your tax money last year was a $58 million bailout of George Steinbrenner's shipbuilding business. You believe that? $58 million to George Steinbrenner, a convicted felon. Oh, boy. Anyway, let's rock right back into it with the Falcons and Sent Up.
I got sent up, cause I couldn't wait. The girl said no, but she said it too late. I got 99 years and one dark day. I got sent up, all because I couldn't wait. Well, it was one dark night, the lights were down low.
Hadn't said that.
We'll be right back. it time for Riot Girls? Riot!
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Hound here, WFMU. That was the Moonlighters, Broken Heart. Counting backwards, we heard Tar Heel Slim, Wildcat Tamer. Patience and Prudence did We Can't Sing Rhythm and Blues. The Jesters, The Last Good Son record, Cadillac Man. The Falcons did Sent Up, recorded at the Fortune Studio, but not on the Fortune label. Anyway, for that girl who called in wanting to know about the thing that Dave Mandel was plugging up, it's Roulette 228 West Broadway. That's phone number 212, area code 219-8242. That's 219-8242. 212 area code. You can call there for information. Anyway, if the good Lord's will and the crypt don't rise, we'll be back next week for our last show before the marathon. And Wild Girl's up next. Don't forget Roscoe over at Brownie's on Tuesday. Sally's over there Monday night. And at Wally's Wednesday night. WFMU, East Orange.
This is Lorne Greene reminding you that children sometimes swallow things like
WFMU,
particularly when no one is watching.